USA Radio News.
Voters in Arizona, Florida, and Oklahoma will go to the polls today. In Oklahoma, it will finally be decided who the Republican nominee for governor will be in the state's runoff. Meanwhile, in Arizona, with Jeff Flake deciding not to run for re-election, three Republicans are battling it out. Representative Martha McSally, Dr. Kelly Ward, and former Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio. The Democratic frontrunner in that race is Congresswoman Kyrsten Sinema. She holds a comfortable lead over her opponent. President Trump announced a tentative trade deal on Monday with Mexico. This would replace NAFTA, and the name NAFTA would even be gone. Former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson talks about why this is a good deal for the United States.
More jobs, more production in the United States, on autos especially. Labor and environmental standards are harmonized. That's good. They resolve some of the issues, the tough ones like the sunshine issue when the treaty expires.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're an entrepreneur or a small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. It's an all-cash business, no insurance. The income potential is enormous. You do need startup capital. You have to be serious. You'll have to invest a few dollars. Contact them today to find out if you qualify. To see if your area is available, call 800-235-1462. That's 800-235-1462.
On Tuesday and Wednesday, thousands of people will visit the Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History in Detroit, Michigan for Aretha Franklin's visitation. People were already lined up as early as Monday at 11 a.m. This person says why it's important for her to pay her final respects to Franklin.
She plays a big part of my childhood, all her music, and you know, as my mother would listen to it, I would be listening to it and singing to it as a five-year-old. And she was like a mom and an auntie to everybody. So, and her being from Detroit.
School just started in the city of Philadelphia, but they're actually having to close school Tuesday and Wednesday because it's just too hot. Temperatures are supposed to reach over 90 degrees in Philadelphia. And the school said that the school day would end at 1 o'clock both days. Dr. Brett Forehand has some tips on how to keep your child cool.
Just making sure someone is there to keep an eye on them, giving them access to fluids, making sure that they're able to cool off when they need to.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
On Monday, Rick Davis, Senator John McCain's longtime aide and political strategist, read a letter that the senator had penned before his death. Mark Sulter was one of McCain's speechwriters. He talked about the logistics of the letter and how it all came to fruition.
We worked on it in, I think I was out here in the early spring, March time frame, working on the book, the last book together. And he mentioned to me that he wanted to have a statement released after he had passed away, and along the lines of his concession speech in 2008, actually, a big part of that was taken from there. And so we put together something for him, and he looked at it, and he suggested a few edits here and there, and read it a few times, said, okay, put it in a drawer. And that's what we did.
Sulter also talked about some of the other speeches he helped the senator write, both the winning speeches and the losing speeches.
He won a lot of elections. He lost two big ones, obviously, the presidential elections in 2000 and 2008. But I always thought he was... I had a line in something I wrote the other day that said he was defiant in defeat and sometimes in victory, too. And it's a more attractive quality in defeat, I think. But he tried to stand up, and he was very magnanimous all the time, too. And I always thought he just looked and acted and spoke his best, you know, when he had suffered a personal defeat, but still felt optimistic and hopeful about the country.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.